I wish to introduce to you our next presenter, who is Mr. Showezu from FAO. He's a fisheries statistician in aquaculture for Fisheries and Aquaculture Statistics and Information Services, FIPS, of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Department of FAO. After his graduation from Shanghai Fisheries University in inland fisheries in 1983, he started working as a research assistant in the Freshwater Fisheries Research Center, Chinese Academy of Fisheries Sciences. In 1986, he obtained his MSc in aquaculture from the Fisheries College, University of the Philippines. And from 1986 to 1993, he was involved in research projects on nutritional studies, feed development of major freshwater aquaculture species in China, in FFRC. He also served as coordinator, as well as trainer, lecturer, cum lecturer, for the annually offered international training program on integrated fish farming initiated by FAO and the Chinese government. From 1994 until 2009, Showe worked with the Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific, NACA. Since he joined FAO in March 2009, he has been responsible for and oversees the global aquaculture statistical data collection, analysis, and dissemination, including updating the aquaculture statistical standards and data structure to meet the needs for data for planning and management. And I wish to introduce to you Mr. Showe to make his presentation on information and data needs, a strategy for improving aquaculture statistics. Welcome, Showe.
Thank you for the introduction. Okay. Dear colleagues, friends, and ladies and gentlemen, good morning. And here, our topic is about the information and data needs for aquaculture. And the main purpose of this session is to invite recommendations from the audience by introducing a strategy for improving aquaculture statistics recently developed by FAO from a few rounds of multi-party consultations. We all can remember that in the past 3 days we have been listening to various presentations and special lectures, which, and many of them, use very heavily the statistic data on aquaculture. I think you would agree with me that without aquaculture statistics, many of the presentations, especially those on the first day, will be unthinkable. 10 years after the Millennium Conference on Aquaculture in Bangkok in the year 2000, we have already entered another era that aquaculture is already developed as a fully fledged but still growing new food production sector with success, and at the same time facing challenges and competitions from many directions, such as natural resource uses, food security, rural development, and the long-term sustainability in terms of environment and socio-economic terms. The need for aquaculture statistics are much greater nowadays than before, as the knowledge base for monitoring the sector and for formulating sound policy and management strategies to guide the aquaculture development in the future at various levels, from local to national, regional, up to global level. The existing statistics have become insufficient and some would say inadequate nowadays. Today, there are a lot more things in aquaculture that we need to measure with a quantity. Before I start talking about the strategy, really, I would like to invite you to look at how the world-level aquaculture data is collected and disseminated by FAO And by doing so, I'm trying to give our work a bit visibility. At the global level, FAO is the only international organization that is mandated to collect worldwide aquaculture statistics. But we are using the statistic data collection methodology and standards used by capture fisheries in the beginning. So somehow you can still see our data collection methodology and standards have a flavor of a capture fisheries data collection. But no matter what, today, aquaculture statistics is an integral part of the data collection system carried out by the Department of Fisheries and Aquaculture in FAO. At present, our aquaculture data questionnaire are sent every year to more than 230 countries and territories. In the recent past, on average, we receive about 150 returns, or that is the number of countries actually report back to FAO with the data. But I have to mention that the quality of the data varies very much from country to country, or we can say from region to region. They are different in terms of timeliness of reporting, completeness, and accuracy. For many countries, or say for some countries, if they do not report aquaculture statistics to FAO, we have to make the estimate by using additional information from other sources. The aquaculture statistics product available with the FAO, what are they? I think many of you here in this room actually know. Each year we update and release the aquaculture data set. But it's unfortunate that the disseminated product from statistics only covers the production volume and the production value for grow-out production. In fact, many of you may not know that for many years, FAO has been trying hard to collect other information on the surface area used for aquaculture and also the volume of culture facilities like cages, pens, raceways, or recirculation systems. We also asked government to provide information or data on the production volume and value by species, by culture method. This is very difficult to get the feedback from the reporting countries. And at the same time, we also collect hatchery production information and data, and also their intended use. Is it used for aquaculture, or is it used for releasing to the natural water body for enhancement or for restocking? You may ask why we don't disseminate those data. In general, the simple answer is they are generally poor in quality and they are incomplete. What is the latest available data release from FAO? If you are the heavy data user or frequent user, I'm sure you know already. In the month March this year, we released the data set on aquaculture covering 8 years, consecutive years from 1950 up to 2008. As of 2008, the aquaculture production has been recorded in our database for 185 countries and territories with well more than 300 species, plus or including two hybrids. But I also need to point out that some of the country recorded in the data system are only for historical production, because some country, they stopped producing fish from aquaculture. There's a small number of them. And you may also find some countries, they stop or they don't report to FAO each year with the statistical data. We just have to make the estimate. What about the dissemination of our data product? It is done in two forms. The traditional form is carried out by publishing the FAO Fishery and Aquaculture Statistics Yearbook. This yearbook provides very detailed aquaculture statistics for the most recent 10 years. And another form, or another publication in hard copy, is the status of world fishery and aquaculture, known to many as SOFIA, but this is released biannually. In SOFIA, aquaculture statistics are highly summarized and some analysis is provided. So it is not the detailed data. Then the modern form of dissemination of our aquaculture data product are done in two ways. Number one is the internet-based aquaculture data query panel. I think many of you here in this room may have browsed that web page of FAO. And I'm very proud to say that the Fisheries and Aquaculture Department webpage in FAO has the highest hit by external users on statistics. Then the second modern form of dissemination is using an aquaculture production quantity and value data set working together with a dissemination software called FishStat Plus. This is highly recommended for those who use our data very heavily and very frequently, because you can extract and display the data in whatever way you want. Meanwhile, we have a help desk to the data users. This is the slide showing the that's the logo of FishStat Plus, the software to handle our data set. We know that at the regional level, there are some regional organizations also collect aquaculture statistics, like ANAF, RECOFI, SARNISA, CIFDEC, SPC, and of course European Union, and RAA, which is a newly formed aquaculture networking organization in Latin America. Among these regional organizations, we have close collaboration with at least CIFDEC and European Union for regular sharing and exchange of raw data material. I say raw data material is not the final one, because if some country report data to Europe or to EU, they might send us a copy, because the data we receive directly from the country may be different, so it helps us to do a comparison. The recent progress in improving aquaculture statistics has been witnessed in several places. In Asia, at least three very important producers like China, India, and Myanmar have made some progress in recent years to improve their data collection system. I want to say a bit more about China simply because of my Chinese background and also a lot of interest about the Chinese data, because they really dominate the production of aquaculture in the world. In 2007, China conducted its second national agriculture census, and for the first time, aquaculture data collection was covered by the census. That was a very good opportunity for China to review its data collection system and to review the accuracy of the data they have collected from the fisheries system instead of the agriculture census. As a result, the historical data from China was adjusted. That improved the quality of Chinese data tremendously. Following that, the government hit this iron when it's still hot by allocating additional fund to conduct nationwide training for the local level data collectors. And in India, we know that the data collection methodology has been improved by the by one of the academic institutes to be used in the agriculture census that will cover agriculture. The census will be carried out in 2011. We also witnessed that Myanmar, who used to report data in highly aggregated form, they were able to disaggregate them down to species level for many species. That's great. That gave us a lot of more details about how the aquaculture is taking place in the country. In Latin America, two very important aquaculture producing countries, Chile and Brazil, they almost simultaneously conducted their national aquaculture census almost simultaneously. Now the result is out, and we are looking forward to receive them, and we hope, or it is expected, that the data quality will be very much improved. Then in Europe, the EU Council regulation was officially released in 2008 and became effective in 2009. That requires all its member countries to submit aquaculture production, including hatchery production, in great details and of a relatively high standard. However, we have to say that these mentioned progress made in improving aquaculture statistics are still small in scale and are scattered here and there. They cannot serve the purpose for a global level upgrading of the aquaculture statistics system, because there's a lack of the harmonized effort and a common strategy. So there's a tremendous work to be done to further enhance the knowledge base on aquaculture in a systematic manner on a global scale. FAO had fully recognized the need to improve the aquaculture statistics. That's why a strategy named Strategy and Outline for Improving Information on Status and Trend of Aquaculture was developed very recently after many rounds of consultation with multi-party participation. Here, when we see information, this information, the word information is interchangeably used with statistics. What is this strategy about? The strategy was elaborated within the framework of Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, and it aligns with many other international instruments. and it's taking into account the process undertaken resulting in the strategy for improving information on status and the trend of capture fisheries. That means capture fisheries was used again as a model. And it applies to the collection and the dissemination of information on status and the trend of aquaculture. And it is primarily for the national policy making, planning, and management of the aquaculture sector within the country. But at regional and a global level, it is established by the existing obligation that all the member states of FAO are bound to report their fisheries and aquaculture statistics to FAO under the FAO Convention or FAO Agreement. And this strategy proposes to significantly improve data collection and related research for the benefit of the user at national, regional, and global levels. The strategy also includes additional support from relevant international organizations and financial institutions for capacity building in developing countries. Special considerations should be given to the developing countries to upgrade their capacity in data collection and processing and dissemination. The scope of the strategy is global, and it covers aquaculture production practices from ponds, cages, pens, raceways, or recirculation systems, and also for food and non-food uses, including pearls and ornamental fish, in fresh water, in brackish water, and in marine water environment, including not only commercial production, but also small-scale and subsistence level of aquaculture production. The need for the information and statistics in the areas, including social and economic aspects, impacts and the utilization of natural resources such as water, land. These are the especially important element in used in aquaculture. And also we need to measure the impacts and the utilization of ecosystems and biodiversities. So the species or even hybrid used for aquaculture need to be clearly recorded and the information be collected clearly. The strategy also addresses the national capacity for collection, processing, analysis, and dissemination of the information. And the quality of the data, the completeness of data, and the scope of data. The timeliness of the information being collected and disseminated. And the national and international institution framework for coordination of data and information collection and participation and transparency in the preparation of the global status and trend reports. The objectives of the strategy is to provide a framework for improving the knowledge and understanding of aquaculture status and the trend over a number of years as the basis for policymaking and management at local, national, regional, and global level. This framework will be used to ensure development that is compatible with good stewardship of natural resource utilization for long-term environment sustainability. The second objective of the strategy is to be implemented. It is not just a strategy for writing on the paper. It has to be implemented. So the implementation will be done through arrangements between states, either directly or through their participation in their regional fisheries or aquaculture organizations, and also FAO. The arrangement established at various geographical levels and linked to form a global system under the auspice of FAO is expected. The capacity of developing countries to be taken into account in implementing this strategy should be given special attention, just to ensure that the developing country eventually they will have the capacity to fully participate in the implementation of this strategy, and also to get the benefit from it. Altogether, there are 6 guiding principles, and from the management point of view, many people will explain them differently, but the strategy for improving aquaculture statistics has its own context. And we may not go to all the details of them, but the number one guiding principle is the sustainability of information or data collection system. Make sure that the data collection and dissemination system will be there permanently. It should not be changed because of external factors. What is the most important part of the strategy is the required or recommended actions. There are many actions recommended in the strategy, but we can broadly categorize them into 3 groups. The first category is the capacity building in developing countries, because aquaculture nowadays are mostly, the most fish are produced in developing countries than the developed world. The second category of actions to be taken is the global methodology and standards. We need to update the global methodology and standards. The third one is improving institutional mechanisms and procedures for statistics and status and trend reporting on aquaculture. Talking about the capacity building in developing countries, the national level capacity is the fundamental basis. It is so crucial that without national capacity, it is impossible for these developing countries to fulfill their need for data and to comply with the existing reporting obligations to FAO of their aquaculture data. And the national capacity also ensure actions must be taken to ensure that developing countries can fully participate. I have mentioned that already, but at the same time, they can benefit from it. The statistic collections should be cooperated as an integral part of the policy making and the management process of the developing countries, especially for the major producers. The international or interagency communication and coordination and exchange of information should be encouraged to ensure that some social economic data, especially those on small-scale farmers, gender, households, livelihood development, can be made available to the aquaculture sector, because much of these information are collected by agencies that are not related with fisheries or aquaculture. Also, we need to take actions to develop and adopt statistics standards and the systems that is compatible to the FAO systems through directly or through the regional fisheries and aquaculture organizations, so that at the end we are able to compile the data globally. The second category of actions, it's a lot, but I summarize into three, or I have taken out the most important 3 points. The global methodology and standards, there are gaps between the existing standard and methodology and what is required in the future. So we need to address the gaps and also the constraint in using the new methodology and standards. This is in addition to evaluate what data should be collected according to the national needs, their priority, the data collection cost to the country, and the national capacity. FAO and its partners should develop a harmonized standards, definitions, and a methodology, and software as a tool for the compilation, processing, and analysis of aquaculture statistics. The FishStat Plus software I mentioned earlier is one of the existing tools we are using. At the moment, we are developing a new generation of the software, which is expected to be able to be released by next year. Because existing one doesn't work with the Vista system. Another important thing in upgrading the methodology and the standard is that we have to promote the countries actually adapt and apply them during their data collection work. Then the third category of activities or actions to be taken is that FAO should form an inter-regional coordination working party on aquaculture statistics to review the requirements for aquaculture statistics and agree on standards, concepts, and definitions. FAO also should make proposals for the coordination of aquaculture statistical activities among relevant organizations under the international mechanism of coordinating working party on fisheries statistics, simply known as CWP. The states or the member states of FAO should agree on agreements to facilitate the provision and exchange of information on aquaculture with FAO and should monitor these systems to ensure their sustainability for meeting the needs of aquaculture policy making and management in long term. Under the auspices of the CWP, FAO should take the lead in developing the handbook on aquaculture statistics, because right now, for capture fisheries, they have a handbook. For aquaculture, we don't have yet. It is being developed right now. Last year in Vietnam, FAO with the regional aquaculture organization, NACA, together with the government of Vietnam, we organized an Asia-Pacific regional review on aquaculture statistics. In that exercise, the present capacity was reviewed. The new requirement was discussed. Next week, after another meeting of FAO, we are going to have the first intersessional CEWP Aquaculture Work Group meeting, and we're going to talk about what further action to be taken. Talking about the strategy, the document to someone like me, an aquaculture turned aquaculture statistician, is a tough job to digest everything. But I hope in the future, with the assistance of all the partner organizations, the regional bodies, the government, we can make good success and progress. Thank you very much. That's my presentation.
Thank you, Shouwei, for that presentation. I call upon the panelists to come up. Okay, I think let me ask them to introduce themselves before they sit down.
Hi, this is a surprise. I'm Christian Rana from Stirling University and Stellenbosch University in South Africa. I'm based at Stirling, but I had a stint in FAO, 96-2000, where I was, as Shoei said, his predecessor, looking at this big black box. So at the moment I've moved on, but I will help in whatever way I can.
My name is Tim Pickering. I work in the aquaculture section of the Secretariat for the Pacific Community, and aquaculture statistics among our 22 members is a big challenge for us to get our head around. So we are directly involved in this area.
Hello, my name is Sachiko Tsuji. I'm a senior statistics, senior fishery statistician of FAO, at the same time working as a CWP secretary. And I try to back up for the Xiaowei for this moment. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we'll start taking questions. And I can see a gentleman to my right already had his. Introduce yourself and then please give us your name and ask the question.
Alessandro Lovatelli from FAO headquarters. Xiaowei, thank you very much for your presentation. It was interesting. I just would like you to maybe provide to the audience some information on the role that the FAO or regional fisheries bodies around the world, the role that they could play or should play to strengthen the national capacity for the collection of statistical data within the areas that they cover. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. We encourage the regional aquaculture body to coordinate and assist all their members to improve their data collection system for data sharing among themselves, but also to make sure they report the data to FAO in the compatible form.
Well, data collection has probably the two different aspects, especially in the sense of the assistance provided by a regional or international organization. One is capacity building, and the one is more the dissemination of the comparable information. And for capacity building, we are more rely on the regional organizations, and probably that the international regional collaborations provides a better instrument to develop the more appropriate data collection system appropriate for that specific regions, Asia, Pacific, and Africa, and the other areas, all has a very specific culturing capacity or culturing method. And that probably the most appropriate strategy are different depending on the regions. That is why the regional coordination is very important. In the other side, for the data data comparability is another important factor. Unless you have a data to be comparable for the global statistics, it's very difficult where you are and what your position is, how you need to make the changes. That's why that FAO and that also again that the regional organization works very much. Here's the two aspects. One is the baseline statistics, like FAO is collecting. The other is the more detailed information, probably that's much more important for the decision making and the management for the each country's as well as at each farm's level. And that is, again, the place that regional organizations can help much better. And we also try to change our way of data dissemination to accommodate the need for those more detailed information dissemination need.
Hello, Courtney Huff from the Federation of European Aquaculture Producers. It's always been, I mean, we know, we adore and love the FAO aquaculture statistics because for a long time it was the only thing we had, and we know you have a hell of a job. One plea, the people from my side of the system, the production people, would love to see that data as value per kilo instead of value per thousand tons, because it's an immediate check for those who are actually in the business to find out whether they actually believe the data. We want the data to be credible. And it's the immediate thing that comes out of it. What was the value per kilo reported? And you can tell straight away, a decent check as to whether that's an accurate piece of data. The second thing is, we've heard a lot about the global trade, how fish are being moved around, and the impossibility of comparing FAO data to trade movements. And that's because the import and export movements are reported under the CN codes. So they're not. That's the common nomenclature codes. It's not the biological species per se, and of course it's blocked out following the traditional fisheries mechanisms. Is there a possibility in the restructuring of it that your coding system could be married to the common nomenclature codes so that we get a picture of what aquaculture products are being moved from one place to another? And then you're going to have the comparison between production and what part is exported. And that is really what, if we're going to be using data for investment decisions and policy decisions for development, if we're not able to do that accurately, it's going to make it even more difficult for the investors and the bankers. So it is knowing that, for example, now, we had a very interesting talk earlier on virtual tools. You can get on to spot prices for sea bass, sea bream on the market in Madrid or in Paris or in Italy. So we've got the auction prices that are coming through on a daily basis. You can find out exactly what they are. So these tools are coming along, and I have the fear that, if you like, as we're just continue to concentrate on species production while ignoring what is really going on in the marketplace, that we're going to lose track and that we're then not going to be able to find out really what aquaculture is contributing.
Okay, thank you. Your question is quite long. I think there are two questions. I will take the first one about the price versus value. Okay. Actually, my understanding is that what you want is you prefer to have the price data instead of value data. The reality is that we collect price data in our questionnaire, and it is stored in that way in our database. But when we release the product as data set to the data users, the value is there. And it's not very difficult to convert the value back to price using simple tools like Excel table. And I don't agree with you that the price data are very useful for the aquaculture statistics, because a lot of what you require is actually for business management, I believe. For business management, you can get those data from organizations like InfoFish or from GlobeFish. There are quite a lot of other specialized international bodies or private companies providing that kind of data, price of the fisheries product, including from aquaculture.
Well, I very much share the point of the information need especially for trade or the marketing information needs, separates the aquaculture product from the all fisheries product. We tried very hard to establish that the separate harmonized systems, that is the code utilized for the custom, to separate the aquaculture product out. Unfortunately, the last round of the negotiations, that proposal we developed was turned down. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the support from the countries. The reason is that each country, at least for a custom level, it was explained it's very difficult to make the evaluations at the custom level between the aquaculture product and the capture product. Therefore, at this moment, unfortunately, we don't have a good tool to separate the aquaculture product and the capture product. However, we very much commit ourselves to pushing toward the separation of those two products, and that we will see what is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I totally acknowledge the need for real-time data, which is probably what Courtney is talking about, but I think perhaps we need to understand the purpose of the aquaculture data set that we've just seen or been told about, perhaps a bit more. And where some of the problems actually come from in terms of the interpretation is that the statistics we get, firstly, as FAO, are not actually FAO statistics. They're actually country statistics. That's the first thing I think we need to acknowledge in this process. But also at the national level, what I think is important to consider is you need to understand what the mandate of the statistics departments are in those countries. The mandate of most of these statistics departments, including developing countries, is to serve cabinet in providing macroeconomic data. And that's critical to appreciate and understand, that their role is to provide macroeconomic data to the country, mainly at cabinet level, to understand what the food situation is at the gross level, et cetera, et cetera. So their first line of responsibility is not to FAO in that context. It is to the ministry and also to the government, in turn, particularly the cabinet, when certain things are happening. So I think that's the first thing we need to understand. Therefore, as a result of that, our need as FAO, and in particular at the technical level, for much disaggregated data is very, very problematic as a result of that. So until you, and unless you're able to convince the government that their mandate has to change, then it's not going to filter down to the statistics, no matter how many regional meetings you have, for that to actually filter through. So I think that's another message that we need to understand in terms of realism at that level. The third thing that I think we need to understand is that at the country level, the resources available to do this is very, very low in terms of the priority, as much as we say how important it is. So translating anything we want at the technical level in terms of disaggregated data has really been a nightmare. And therefore, it's, to me, to be honest, it's unlikely to happen within the current system. The only reason why it's working in certain places now is because of the MDGs. Countries have signed up to the MDGs, as you know, being discussed this week. And under the MDGs, countries have signed up to providing indices for what's going on in relation to the MDGs. So now they are collecting information along lines of addressing the indices and indexes for the MDGs. So they have shifted the mandate somewhat, but again, it's a very different framework and a different set of priorities within the country. So if you want to take advantage of the process, we need to be clever and try and figure out how we fit into the MDG role and then get the governments to actually follow that process.
And please give us some recommendations, proper, clear, cut.
Thank you. I'm Issam Kruma from Syria. Of course, we highly appreciate the effort exerted by the FAO in supplying us with aquaculture information and, in general, fishery information. Capacity building is very much important, and Syria, as well as I know, Egypt, Lebanon, made the use of a special project to improve the collection of data and information in respect of fisheries. And we, with some modification, could make use of this system for aquaculture. I would like to draw your kind attention to a very important point, for me at least. the categorization of countries in respect of regions, sub-regions, I think need to be reconsidered. For example, if we take statistics on trade, on fishery trade, we would find under Near East, Turkey and Afghanistan included. While in such occasion like ours here, Turkey belongs to Europe, Afghanistan, I don't know, Asia or whatever. So if you take a holistic figure for trade of the Near East, you cannot take out Turkey or other countries to get special or accurate figure for the Near East. So this nomination, I think, need to be further deepened, well identified and defined in a way that is all the time used for all statistics in the same manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. And I have to say that I am the statistician for aquaculture. Your question is about trade. The trade data, we have a colleague, Stefania Manuccini, is looking after that. I don't think I can give you a very good answer to that question, but I certainly will bring the answer and convey that to my colleague for her consideration and make sure that this will be taken note into when developing the future data collection improvement program on data and a commodity, and especially the movement of the aquaculture products within the region and between regions.
Thank you very much. My name is Blessing Mapumo, coming from Southern Africa, based in Namibia. I'm a regular user to the FAO FishStat, especially on aquaculture, and I should maybe appreciate, you know, the job that you have done, let's just say, for the past 10 years since the last meeting in Bangkok. We are beginning to see a bit of a change in Southern African statistics. I've been following up the statistics. I think when I was looking at the statistics 7 years ago, looking at my region, Southern Africa, it was really chaotic. But now, thanks to the work that we have done, and we are beginning to see change there, although still much more needs to be done in the region. And that calls for strengthening of the institutions like, for instance, SANISA, which is doing a fantastic job in the region. They need to be strengthened. ANAF, they need to be strengthened as well, especially when it comes to building capacity, training, of, you know, the data collectors themselves, and it is a long process, but I'm sure at some point we'll get there. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment and your compliment. Yes, we have seen the improvement of aquaculture statistics in Africa, including the sub-Saharan Africa, and it's actually a joint effort, not really done together, maybe separately by the reporting government and also our in-house exercise. In fact, you mentioned you are from South America, but based in... from Namibia. From Namibia, if you look at the Namibia aquaculture production figure in our database, is very low. It's about 100 tons, but we know clearly that the actual figure is much higher, maybe 6 to 7 times of that, because the oyster production, mussel, plus some newly introduced culture of abalone from South Africa was not reported, because our focal point in Namibia is the wrong one, that they don't have the control of the aquaculture production data. They are more concerned with the capture fisheries data. And this time, we are lucky enough to have the Honorable Vice Minister from Namibia, so he agreed and promised to send us the data, including the historic timeline to FAO.
So next year, it will be updated in our data system. Thank you.
Daniel Lemos, University of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thanks for the presentation. My question is regarding the recent data output from the specific country census. No doubt this census have been a significant improvement and very important, some of them directly supported by FAO. So in some cases you see some very significant and large difference between last 1 or 2 or 3 years numbers. So I would like to ask you if in this case, when you are supporting some census or providing some methodology or something else, if you have any kind of discussion or way of to scrutinize these numbers as to say if it's really a good message in terms of increasing volumes or whatever else that produce so big differences sometimes.
Oh, thank you for the comment and the questions. And the February of this year, UN Statistics Division actually adopted the global strategy for agriculture, improving agriculture and rural statistics. For the first time, this agriculture statistics strategies incorporated the aquaculture and the fisheries as the one sector, one subsector of the whole agriculture. And this whole strategy tried to incorporate the agriculture statistics or data collection system into the national data collection systems, as well as we as the aquaculture or the fisheries statistics also want to incorporate into the whole agriculture as well as the whole national data collection systems. Right now, that we are in development of the implementation guideline of this specific strategy. There, that we intend to include the utilizations of the national population statistics to collect the very basic informations on the aquaculture as well as the captive fisheries, especially for small scale. And that utilize those information to design the more appropriate sampling procedure for the individual countries. This is still the very early phase of a development, and that your input and the feedback about your experience on utilization of both agriculture or aquaculture census or population census in this kind of activities, we very much appreciate for your feedback.
To supplement that, and I think as far as integration of fisheries as a whole in the broader terms into agriculture, I think we also need to appreciate the difficulty that's going to arise in this, because the system of collecting data for capture fisheries is more internationally orientated, given the nature of the activity. And I think people will be familiar with that. Whereas aquaculture is more a national activity. So these two differences filters into the collecting mechanism and therefore the challenges it faces. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges we got in terms of the methodology that we use for collecting. Capture fisheries is a fairly reasonable framework for that, given the nature of the activity and given the regional international dimension of the fisheries. When it comes to aquaculture, the national priority of that in statistics is often reflected by the actual scale of the operation in that country. Therefore, for example, in the African countries, it's very low, and in some places it's high. Where it has a significant economic bearing, then it will filter into that system. When it's not, it can be very difficult for countries to justify its position in the place. So I think it's important for us to understand that when we're looking at aquaculture statistics, it's a national activity, and more importantly, it's a very, very diverse activity. With capture fisheries, we have nodal points of collecting information that we don't necessarily have in aquaculture. So I think we need to bear those differences in mind in terms of the level of success and clarity that we're going to get in the data in the future.
Just a small supplement on that point. But because of the point of difficulties he mentions, combinations of the agriculture data collection and the aquaculture data collections, or the collection of rural information, household information, incorporated the aquaculture statistics, it becomes more beneficial than the efficient.
Upali Amarasinghe from Sri Lanka. This is not a question, but suggestion or comment. There is a need for separating aquaculture statistics into broad categories which require different management regimes. For example, culture-based fisheries and other enhancement strategies. You know, this was highlighted at a RAP meeting early this year. And in some countries, you know, there's a significant confusion of these enhancement strategies. But in some countries, they are under capture fisheries. In some countries, they are under aquaculture. So there is a need for separating them into different categories at national level. Thank you.
Seeing Professor Senna is raising his hand. I think he is a well-known, renowned expert on the inland enhanced, inland open water fisheries through enhancement. Yes, maybe we can ask Professor Senna to say something. Okay. Then I will also say something later.
Shall we? I have a question for you guys. More than we were talking about the statistics collection and improvement. What I want to find out is, does the FAO get a feedback of the end use of the statistics? Do you get a feedback from countries or governments or regions saying, right, using your statistics, such and such a policy change was made, such and such a step was taken? Or is there a mechanism to get that information? Otherwise, we'll be collecting statistics, but ultimately there is an end user and the user of that statistics. And so is there some mechanism where you get a feedback saying, right, these statistics were used and we made this policy change, we made these improvements?
I can comment for some of the countries of the Pacific region that the demand for aquaculture statistics is becoming acute, particularly within their national governmental processes for allocation of the national budget, for government departments competing for ever scarce resources and development dollars. And for the allocation of staff to departments and aquaculture sections within the fisheries department, finding it difficult to demonstrate to national planners what is their precise contribution to the overall GDP or to the fisheries component of the GDP, or for fisheries and aquaculture combined against the agriculture component of the GDP. So these statistics are very highly sought after every year when it comes to budget allocation time. So that is just one example that we get regular feedback and demand for this type of information.
Frankly speaking, we don't receive a lot of feedback from the National Reporting Office about, say, how the data, after being compiled by FAO, is used by the data owner again. But I can give you one example of is Malta. They came to us and complained about their Atlantic bluefin tuna farmed in cages in our database is much lower than what they have reported, because they count the total harvest as the production. But we also get additional information from the International Commission for Atlantic Tuna Conservation. We use the data to sub the seed, which is not like the carbs, okay? Just a few grams. The seed is usually many kilograms big already, so they are caught from the wild and stocked in the cages for further grow out. So we have to remove that part of the weight from the aquaculture production. Apart from that, I cannot give you any other examples. And then let me go back to the question or the comment given by the gentleman from Sri Lanka. Is the interaction between
capture fisheries and aquaculture. Right now, we don't have a category, a special category for the production from capture fisheries through enhancement by releasing artificially produced seed and with some sort of management input. We don't have that. But I can tell you that last year, we have removed part of the aquaculture production from Mexico National Data Report. From aquaculture, we moved that to capture fisheries because in Mexico, pure aquaculture and culture-based fisheries were reported together as aquaculture production. That is wrong according to the definition we are using in FAO.
I just have two more questions, then we close.
Yeah, Devin Bartley, FAO. This is good timing because my comment also will lead to a recommendation. Based on what Xiaowei just said about culture-based fisheries, over the last several days, we've heard several presenters talk about culture-based fisheries as a responsible way forward in the aquaculture sector. So my question is, would this panel make a recommendation that more energy should be spent on really defining the information concerning culture-based fisheries and also capture-based aquaculture? These are two different production methods that we really don't have good information on. And I think over the next 10 years, we're going to see a lot of this, a lot more of the culture-based fisheries, certainly in inland fisheries, but we're also seeing it to become a little more reliable and cost-effective in marine fisheries as well.
Well, thanks, Devin. I partially agree with the focusing our effort for those intermediate or the interrelated activities. However, in general, inland fisheries or inland small aquaculture is a very difficult area to make a separation between the aquaculture and the captures. And that, at some moment, I think that we may need to develop a better way to describe that inland water utilization than that actually inland water the culturing and the capturings and that water utilizations, and that a better way to monitor them. But at this moment, definitely that the inland capture or that to some extent that even that the culture. It's a very much great area.
I agree totally with Devin that it's something that's going, an activity that's going to increase, and we need to look at this more carefully. However, one of the considerations that we have to take into account at national level is that the nodal points of this is going to determine that. And I think it's okay for us to say we need the data. Yes, we do, as technicians and users of the data. But at the ground level, if you think about a reservoir that's got capture-based fisheries, the fish are hauled in, and they're put in a box and they're taken away. It'll be virtually impossible for somebody at that point to then separate what has been added and what has been there naturally. So I think whilst we need the data, there is actually no practical mechanism on the ground to separate these two, because the water body is saying, we know what we've added. And if there is a case where there is a unique species been put in there, then that's okay, because we know that to be an introduction in the capture in that sense, and that's okay. But invariably, it isn't. And if you're dealing with what we call self-recruiting species like the tilapias, for example, that's even more difficult to actually separate that process from what happened before and was the implication of an enhancement. So I think whilst I agree that that information is absolutely crucial, the mechanism on the ground is virtually impossible.
Well, it's a suggestion, actually. We've looked at it, the slides from the Xiaowei presentation, and we see that it's only 150 countries out of the 230 countries that respond to those statistical information, right? So I think it's about 65% responded. I don't know if it is it is good enough to go on with that or not. Well, definitely what I see is the information that we are not getting enough. So, and this FAO is going through, this is since it is an intergovernmental organization, is going collaborating mainly with the government agencies. So I like to suggest, like, if we are not getting enough information and the data from the government agencies, I think we should collaborate with the private sector and major groups. I think these are largely neglected, what I see right now. So I like to suggest to collaborate with the private sector and also the major groups in getting the information. And also, it's like in a very good question that Saina has raised about what is the utilization from the each country, that how far, you know, it is feedback to the use of the data and so on. As you have spoken, that there's very little response about the use of the data, which shows that I don't know exactly, but to me, either they are not confident with the data, or they don't know how to use the data, or they just simply don't give a feedback about what they are, you know, whether they are using or not. What I'd like to suggest in this case is probably in some maybe third world countries, maybe they have they may need some kind of a capacity building and using those statistical information. So for the for example, for the private sector, it is not only for the national information that they're going to use Spike, because this is the one they produce, but for the they should use the other country information. That statistical data should be interpreted to be able to use as the information in their developing their national plan or regional plan. So these are actually, to me, it's a very, very important, very useful. For example, in the private sector, we need to know what's the information in the other companies or other other companies in the other regions, right, to better formulate the business plan, for example. So this, maybe this is a need in the capacity building that maybe somehow we can, you know, like, infuse some kind of a small package into those countries. So, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Just let me take the last question, then you answer them together and we close. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. So sorry for after this last one, I have another one. I'm not going to really make a long question. I just make a comment. So it seems because Mr. Zhou made a presentation on the very detailed activities of FAO, how to try to improve the statistics. I want to try to emphasize the focus here. FAO is assisting the countries, the member countries, to improve their statistics. So what important is the country statistics data that will guide their policy making, the development strategy, that is the core. It's not really the FAO data. That's not, to me, that's useful, but that's not really the focus here. So unless the government really recognizes the importance of have good statistics data in guiding their aquaculture development and the policy making, so if that's there, FAO data, no problem. So I just want to make this comment. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, yes, and I think that reinforces what I perhaps said earlier on, that this is national data and not FAO data. But I'd like to pick up on the point. I think Shovey already said that the response is quite poor, but I think we're missing the point here. Given what Mew said and what Shovey said, this is national data. And I'd like to suggest to you that they are being used all the time. When a country says and looks at its data that it's only 1,000 tons and we need to do something about it, well, that's quite positive. Whether that value 1,000 tons is accurate or not is irrelevant. The point is it's low. So they do put into place certain things, provided resources are there. So I would make the suggestion that the FAO data, which I now call national data, are used all the time, as inaccurate or accurate as it may be. I'll give you an example of Vietnam, where the data has to be a bit more robust because of the amount of information that's going, the amount of production that's going through. They have used that data to reallocate more land and other resources through legislation and regulations that have been put in place. So this data are actually being used all the time by government or at government level to put in place policies, regulations to either sustain or move or improve the sectors all the time, particularly the lower ones in Africa. You often find Africans tell you that we're very low in production because they recognize that from their own information. So I would make the suggestion that actually this data are used all the time by all countries from which they come.
Speaking for the members of the Secretariat of the Pacific Community, no news is usually good news. Certainly, if the data is there, it is being used in their planning. The time that you really hear from them is where there are gaps, which they then need assistance to be filled. But the normal the lack of feedback is not necessarily a problem and is routine. It's like when you're the author of a book. Your book is published, it's read, but how many people then write to you and say, we really liked your book? It's very rare. It's like your product disappears into a black hole. That doesn't mean that it isn't being used and appreciated. So I don't see lack of feedback as a problem necessarily. And our members do have their ways where they have gaps and need them to be filled. They will soon let you know about it.
Well, I actually almost agree with everything you already told. And the information, I see a lot of value for the information collected by the private or the regional or the research work. At the same time, as an international organization, FAO is obliged to stay with the national data, and our missions is actually to improve the national statistics, national institutions, and how to improve, incorporate our private information into the national statistics is actually your responsibility as one of the national residents or the private in it's your own countries. And please communicate with your own country too to make an institutionalized for the collaborations within the countries. And that gives us the better information in the future.
I would like to go back to answer the questions or the comment or suggestions raised by Mr. Winlet from Myanmar. Yes, we do collect second-hand or third-hand or even fourth-hand information to help us to estimate the agriculture production for countries that don't send us any data. Last year, we actually added three more countries in our list with the data: Angola, East Timor, and another country I don't remember now. Previously, they have never reported any data. We didn't receive data from them either last year, but from the information available to us, I made estimate for them, and we will do this continuously if we have relatively reliable data. But we know there are many more countries like that, so this will be a continuous process exercise for us.
Thank you. I wish to thank the panelists for a very good discussion, as well as all the participants. I think we'll call it a day. We are way beyond the time. I wish to thank you all for the fruitful deliberations. We shall come up with the recommendations based on your suggestions. And please appreciate the panelists with me. Thank you very much for your time, and see you in the afternoon session.